Blog Talk Radio.
Get home, baby.
Good evening, family. We want to welcome you to yet another Friday evening, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And this is Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with...
I am Z, your love and sex enthusiast. Hey, Vonnie.
Hey, beautiful
queen.
I am amazing and fantastic, sister. It is such an honor and pleasure being with you this evening.
Yes, my queen, absolutely. We are so blessed and grateful to God for another opportunity to talk love, sex, and nutrition. That's what we do, right? Friday
night.
That's
what we do, baby.
Oh, my gosh, so
yeah.
Grateful and thankful, mm-hmm. And we do thank the family who are taking the time on a Friday night to just be with us, and we got a fun show tonight. You know, last week we were pretty heavy. Brother Ken Brisbane, woo-woo, yes.
Oh, yes.
That was
hot.
Oh my gosh, and
sizzling. And we just want to remind the family that if you did not get an opportunity to listen to the show last week, whew, you missed something amazing. But good thing we have this good old thing called technology where you can go back and listen to the archives. I'm telling you, ooh, girl, I'm still coming off that high from last week. Brother Kim, I mean, he was hitting it from all angles. Bam, bam, bam.
I mean, when he was talking about black pussy healing the broken black man, I mean, that was a conversation. And he just, you know, and Janine, of course, I love sex goddess. She brought it. She was the best, and she brought the best interview questions. She took stuff from his blog posts. And, I mean, just the conversation was rocking and how he connected, you know, a black pussy with the universal mind. I was blew away with that.
I was like, what?
Okay.
Let's not forget poverty dick. Poverty dick.
Oh, my goodness. He said, if you're not having good luck in your life, if things are not going right, who you fucking? I mean, check out who you having sex with. Okay? So it's so much that this brought forth, and you know, he talked about how to we as the queens can, you know, really enhance our men. You know, instead of us talking about, hey baby, you got good dick, he said, hey baby, you're powerful, you're amazing, you're my king. You know, lift him up during the actual pleasure when you're having pleasure with each other. So woo, I'm telling you, blew my mind.
I know.
Enlightened.
Blew my mind too. Yes,
and
you know what I realized, Z? We didn't even do our disclaimer. So
okay. Okay, let's do our disclaimer first, and then go ahead and roll with this.
Yes. So, family, again, we want to welcome you to another spectacular evening of Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And before we get started, to those that are new to the show, we do a disclaimer, just letting the family know that, as you can see or hear already, that this is an adult show. This is a grown folks type of conversation that we have every Friday evening at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we like to just let our adult audience know that, just in case they have any little ones, if the radio's on speaker and, you know, in the air shot, we like to let you know because, like we mentioned, this is grown folks, so the verbiage, the content, and the things that we talk about are for a mature audience, and with that, the show is rated R. And then also, we just like to let the family know and remind them that both Zelana and I, we are not medical MDs, and with that being said, you know, we talk about our experience and we cut up and we have guests that come on the show and they, you know, and they expand and with Listen Up This Love Consciousness and may offer some suggestions and recommendations and things like that regarding to love, sex, and nutrition. But we just like to advise the family that if you're undergoing any medical conditions or issues that might you might think are, you know, contraindicated or maybe a contradiction to what may be going on with you, if it's high blood pressure or something like that. Or like I like to say, you know, we don't want to hear about, you know, they told me that I need to be swinging on a chandelier. No, we cannot be accountable for that. So we just like to let the family know that we have fun on here, but with all seriousness, you know, we do ask that you consult we're not going to get in that tonight, but we just want to advise you to consult with your primary care physician. So other than that, Zelana, did I have everything? Did I cover everything?
Yes, yes, yes. And actually, our conversation tonight is really good that we are saying, you know, check with your physicians, because we are going to be sharing some information through our research and our own personal experience with regard to our subject, which is sex toys and sexual enhancement.
Yes.
So, we enlighten people, we give information, but we absolutely want you to use your own good judgment before you go out, you know, maybe purchase some of these items. You know, if you do have any medical challenges, definitely talk to your physician before you start doing anything that may be a little different than what you've been doing. So giving thanks, Vonnie. So we were kind of talking about Ken last week and the amazing conversation that we had with him, and we are definitely looking forward to bringing that brother back on because he just lit our fire, and we want him to be regular part of our show. So look out, family. Look out that Ken Brisbane is going to be coming back on and sharing his amazing wisdom, knowledge, and understanding with us in future shows. So now I also wanted to say to the family, I know last week I made an announcement that we were going to be having a beautiful queen by the name of Tanya Abreu, who is the founder of WOW Health Group. And that she was going to be talking with us tonight about optimistic medicine. Unfortunately, she was not able to make the show tonight, but we are looking forward to having her on next week. So we had to come up with a topic tonight. And since we were so heavy with it last week, as Spirit always does, the divine conversation of sex toys came into my consciousness. So let me just say how this, you know, came about. I think you and I were the phone last night and came up, you know, let's talk about sex toys. I think we've had a conversation about that when we first started, but I think it's time to bring it back up again, because, you know, more and more conversations are being held about how sexual sex toys and sexual enhancement products are really, really helping couples and singles in their sexual health and well-being. So this morning, I'm dropping my grandson off at camp, and on 95.9, they're on there with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Dre. It's not the singer, not the rapper, but they were talking about sex toys. And first of all, he started off saying, for women, if you don't use it, you lose it. And so we were like, what is he talking about? If you do not use your, and they said vajayjay, that's one of Oprah's favorite words for our beautiful yonis, our vaginas. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. And so one of the things that he was saying about that is, if we don't engage in regular, I guess, sexual stimulation with our vaginas, that they will atrophy, you know, they'll, you know, shrink or tighten up and can get really dry because we're not lubricating ourselves, you know, we're not secreting our beautiful juices. You know, we love our juices, baby, baby. And so, you know, he talked about how, you know, of course, that's not good sexual health and wellness if we are not, you know, secreting our beautiful juices. That's what keeps us flowing and growing. You know, that keeps us young and youthful. And so so he talked about, you know, how you wouldn't be able to, you know, may get to the point, and of course this is always a may, this is not applied to everyone, but you may get to the point where your vagina can get to the point where it's not even able to accommodate different size penises. Okay.
Oh wow.
So, yeah. Mm. So, you know, let's say for instance, you know, you haven't been in the game for a minute and you meet somebody and, you know, you ready to get your fang on, but you haven't had sex in, you know, a year, two or three, you may not be able to get your fang, you know, you may not be able to accommodate this beautiful brother. So we want to keep ourselves wet, juicy, having our orgasms on a regular basis. So one of the ladies on the show, she said, well, okay, so what is the period of time that you're saying, if, you know, I'll lose it if I don't use it? He said 3 to 6 months. So they were like,
3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months. And so one of the ladies said, well, dang, you know, the therapist and stuff tell you, you know, save yourself at least 90 days if you're starting to, you know, be with someone, dating someone. You shouldn't even have sex before 90 days. He said, well, that's 3 months.
What?
Oh, hey. So, yes, 3 to 6 months. If you're going any longer than that, then you got to do something. So what is the answer?
You got to pamper that punani.
Pamper that punani.
Yes. I mean, you know, and then for our listeners that are not familiar with that, you can, again, you can look at our archive. We have a show on pampering the punani. We'll get into a little bit of that this evening. But, yes, you know, loving the punani up.
So this one lady said, what can we do if we don't have a sex partner, if we don't have someone that we're having sex with? She said, will a sex toy help? He said, absolutely. So I said all that to say, that's one of the reasons why we had this conversation today. So sex toys, you know, dildos, whatever you want to call it, are a good way for us to keep ourselves open wide, juicy, and, you know, and still getting our groove on, you know, with our sexual enhancement toys. I just say kudos to the people that are making millions and billions of dollars in the sex toy industry, because they're helping us as single people, helping couples, and, you know, really enhancing sexual health and wellness. So I know you had said, Bonnie, that you had found some stuff. I'm going to let you go ahead and share that with the family, and then I'll come back in.
Yeah, so with researching and good information, and you said you heard this on the way with taking your grandson to camp this morning?
This morning, guys. I said, girl, that's all in divine order, because I was just sitting there waiting for his father to drop him off and come back to the car, and all of a sudden this conversation was on the radio. I said, okay, God, you know, you're right on time, because you and I just talked about, we were going to talk about sex toys today. So, hallelujah, what can I say?
Wow. And, you know, like I said, everything happens in divine order. And so when I was looking up the research for this particular topic, and before I share my experience with a sex toy, well, let me just share my, I remember, because, you know, here we are on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition, and we're talking about playing with toys and masturbating and, you know, and being intimate with ourselves. And here we are, we're talking very candidly and very freely about that. But truth be told, you know, that wasn't always the case. It was always hush hush. Or, you know, when you go into, you know, those stores, those we call them nasty stores, right? Where they have those the books and stuff. Passing the stores coming up as a child, and you see like XXX, and I was like, oh, that's the nasty store. So as I got older, I'm like, you know, curiosity peaked. So I remember when I first got my first vibrator, I was in the military, and I had went with one of my good friends. I went with his wife, and I passed the stores. I remember, you know, passing them you know, coming up. In Virginia, they have a lot of, well, I remember seeing a lot of those stores on, I believe, like Route 1. And we went to the store, and, I mean, I mean, you had all different sizes and colors and beads and, I mean, it was a toy store. It was an adult toy store where, I mean, my mind just was just amazed at all the different devices that were dedicated to sexual stimulation. So, needless to say, I finally got my first vibrator, and girl, I didn't know when it hit me. I mean, this thing was like, so this is about so. And then you got the different modes and everything. So that was my little friend for some time when I wasn't, you know, dating anybody. But then, you know, with bringing them into the bedroom with your partner, again, you know, that has been something that has been, you know, taboo in relationships. Like, how do you go about introducing that to your sexual, to your beloved, to your partner? Because you don't know if they're going to feel a certain way about that. So, you know, so being able to have a partner that is open to, you know, enhancing sexual pleasure is always good. And I was lucky that, you know, I had some partners that were down for it. So needless to say that I have thoroughly enjoyed my experience with the toys and the toy story. That's what we need to call it, the toy story.
My toy story
experience has been.
I posted something up on, I think I posted up on both of our Facebook pages. It was a little thing called This is another toy story or something like that. It was so cute.
Oh, yes. With the walking vibrator. Oh, my gosh. And then the other toys looking at it like, what the heck?
Yeah, and what do you
and
see, by the way?
But,
well, I'm
but
not
it was so funny.
The
did, you see, right, did you see the smile on the vibrator's face? He's just walking and prancing, and all the other toys are like, what the? So I guess that is a happy toy. So, yeah, like I was saying, is that I found an interesting article, and it's called The 10 Sex Toys with Ridiculously Ancient Origins. And I'm not going to go through all of them because I know we want to play some music and stuff and then also invite the family in. But I found it interesting that we were talking about, well, what type of toys do men use? Because, you know, we're accustomed to our toys. And I told you about the pocket pussy and how I didn't even know this was like something real until I was in the military and hearing, I was privy to conversation to one of my friends, my male friends, and one of his friends, and they were talking about the whole, you know, like, yeah, you know, if you can't get none, then you're going to have to order you a pocket pussy. And I'm like, a pocket pussy? So like, yeah. And it's a handheld rubber sheath that you can insert your penis in, and, you know, man, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure some men they know what I'm talking about. But you put it on the penis, and you know you use it to orgasm. So I thought that was pretty interesting. That yeah, and so I was reading about how the invention of is called volcanic rubber. So when that was patented back in the early 1900s, that's when the whole sex toy industry really started to bloom with the inventions, and as technology has advanced in rubber and latex, and then now we get into silicone, where now there are other, you know, just extreme advances in sexual toys. So it was saying that a German sexologist, Erwin Block, he was the one that came up with this idea to come up with these blow-up dolls. So I thought that was interesting. And then I was, yeah, but this is, so have you ever heard of the term hysteria, female hysteria?
Well, I've heard of hysteria. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've related it to female hysteria, but, yeah, I have.
Okay,
heard of it.
Okay. So the term is called female hysteria, and it was recognized as once as an illness. And the treatment, listen to the treatment. This was back in Britain in the Victorian period. So what the treatment involved was qualified medical professionals would rub the patient's private parts until the orgasm was achieved. So they were getting their patients off is a way to treat this mass hysteria. And it said that some of the doctors would complain because they were bored and that their wrist would ache. So, as a result of their boredom, right? So as a result of the boredom of this, you know, curing this mass hysteria, like, oh gosh, you know, can I imagine, like, oh, here comes, you know, Mrs. Johnson in. And so as a result, a gentleman named Tyler, he invented the first steam-powered vibrator to cure the, you know, to help with the doctors out because they were bored and their hands were hurt. And so they came up with a steam-powered vibrator. That is quite interesting. Can you imagine? So, from coming from a steam-powered vibrator to now they have these devices where, you know, you can, it's Bluetooth. I was going to say remote control. It's not even remote control. It's Bluetooth. You could probably even just think about this shit, and then it will just start vibrating. You can just, like, I'm feeling a certain kind of way. And have your
look that one up. Steam-powered vibrator. I'm getting ready to look that one up.
Wow. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they even have a video on about it. I ain't gonna look at the video now, but I will check that out later.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh. And so, you know, and as a result, you know, and housewives everywhere were because they actually eventually, you know, as again, technology advanced and everything. These vibrators were actually being advertised in Good Housekeeping, and you know, housewives and women were reading these magazines, and they were taken to, you know, the stores, or to going to their medical practitioners to call massagers. And that's what they were calling massagers.
We all love a good massage. Hey.
Right. Right, you know, and it wasn't until they started popping up in porn where the husbands was like, hold up, that thing looks familiar. That's and so that's when, so that's when,
well,
the
know,
men
I,
started.
When I was looking at an article, and, you know, you were talking about earlier how, you know, it become, you know, it was a nasty store. You know, people wouldn't even, you know, people be sneaking in there, looking around, you know, with the dark glasses on,
right,
making sure nobody checking about. I'm going to hide my car around the corner because I know somebody might know my silver, whatever. And they didn't want anybody going into the stores. And so, you know, but they're saying that every year sex toys are becoming less and less of a taboo. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, because you have parties.
Oh, yeah. Oh, girl, we're going to talk about the parties later. Oh, we're going to talk about their parties a little bit. So, you know, they're saying that the adult stores are no longer being hidden down the dark alleys anymore. You know, they find them right out, you know, on the busy streets and, you know, and in people's homes. And the beautiful thing about the toy parties are, you know, like you say, you don't have to leave your home. You can invite your girlfriends over and, you know, can have a really good time, have some good drinks, something to snack on, and look at the new products that are out there, you know. Also, they said recent studies have noted that 1 in 2 women own sex toys. One in two. So, sister,
I believe that.
Buying up some sex toys, you know. they're going to get their nails done. They're going to get their toes done. And they're going to find, oh, what vibrator am I going to hook myself up with this week? But so I love what you said earlier, too, Vonnie, is, you know, that when we bring these beautiful articles into our relationship and we have our guys who are open-minded, who are not thinking, oh, I'm not doing my job, it must be something wrong with me if she needs to have this toy. Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with it. We're talking about, you know, enhancing. bringing some fun into the sexual experience. You know, doing something that's kind of out of the ordinary. You know, the one thing that I really want our brothers to understand is, you know, we like variety, you know, and that doesn't always mean 1,000 different positions. I mean, you could get to the Kama Sutra forever and ever. You probably wouldn't fit, you know, all of them. But just to have something fun. And of course, you know, for women, the clitoral stimulation is, you know, a big thing for us. So, you know, you can do something, you know, with these vibrators. And if a guy is open enough, they have vibrators for men too.
Yes, I saw that. Did you see it? I saw the Love Honey O-Force.
What is it called? The Love Honey what?
The Love Honey O-Force. And for the listeners out there, if you want to check this out, you can go to Love Honey TV/YouTube and check it out. The Love Honey O-Force male vibrator. It looks pretty sleek, actually. Yeah.
Well, we do know when the prostate is stimulated that area can bring a man to a magnificent orgasmic experience.
Oh no, this is not as certain. This is this vibrator is when it's in. It looks like a dome, a black dome, and you insert the penis into the vibrator, and it's supposed to vibrate. I didn't get a chance to look at the video, so we want to check the video out, and then we can speak on that. But you were mentioning that, you know, for women with using vibrators, that the importance of the clitoral stimulation, you know, as a way to orgasm. And I was looking at it was a study that was shown in Indiana University, and they did a study of women saying that 75% of women can't orgasm without clitoral stimulation. Now, I don't have that problem, but apparently 75% of women have, you know, need that extra, you know, the clitoral stimulation. And so, you know, the vibrators, they help with that. And that's
a beautiful thing, because, you know, there, like you said, 75% of women. I mean, I still have women today that are saying they don't know what an orgasm is. And I'm, you know, I'm in my 60s, so, you know, I'm like, what? So obviously, you know, maybe they haven't giving themselves an opportunity to have a toy so that they can have that experience, you know. And so,
give yourself,
you know,
an opportunity.
Yes, give yourself an opportunity. One of the things that it was saying in this particular article in Eligible Magazine is that using sex toys will help you really learn about yourself. Sisters, brothers, helps you learn about yourself. You will get firsthand knowledge of what you like and what you don't like, which in turn will help you feel more confident when you're in bed with a partner. So if you don't have a partner, this will give you the opportunity to play with yourself, learn your body, what makes you feel good, what turns you on. I like it this way. I like it that way. That's a little too hard. That's a little too soft, you know. And roll over to outside of the bedroom. It also says exploring your sexuality and keeping yourself satisfied genuinely, hello, I want y'all to hear this, makes you happier and less stressed. Come on now.
Hell, if you explore, I mean, you know what?
Your sexuality, you will keep yourself satisfied, make yourself happier, less stressed. So I'm going to give you, I'm going to kick back to you and hold that thought, Vonnie. So I'm just thinking about the sister who is a single mom, right? She got her three children. She's at the end of the day. She done worked. She done did the dinner. She done did the dishes. She done did the homework. She done got the bath. And it's her time. And all she got to do, close her door. Oh, Lord, I got such a headache. My headache. Oh, I got, girlfriend, go get your friend. Go get your best friend. That will help you to feel peace and calm and relaxation and less stress, because that's what this says. set aside a few minutes of your day when you find yourself swamped in one of those insanely busy weeks and you just may keep your sanity afloat. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Who wants to be insane or who wants to be sane? I'll take sane any day. Give me my vibrator.
I don't want to suffer from female hysteria. I'm not feeling that. So. Oh, wow.
You were going to say something.
Girl, I forgot, but we're going to go ahead and get into some music and a quick commercial. And I see we have a caller on the line. So when we get back on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition after our music and commercial, we're going to invite the family in. Press 1 to chime in and share your experience or shed some light on the subject tonight. And, we're going to have a good time with this. So we'll be back on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.
I ain't tryna think about it, no. Yeah, get it, boy, get up inside it. I want you to homicide it. Going somewhere, I want you to fight it. And I think I kinda like you. Up against the wall, we don't need a title. Like the show, get a little bit, come a little close now, dig it home on your camera phone, get a little bad, they can watch me blow it down, yeah, good, yeah, good, yeah, good.
Started Family Healing Circle, where we inspire awareness, manifesting, motivating, and educating every day. On Sundays, it's Make Me Feel It Radio with Stacey Ferguson. This show is starting a movement as it seeks to inspire people to grow and change the world through personal and financial development. On Mondays is Totally Whole with Pastor Cook and Dr. Maxine. This show addresses issues related to spirituality and mental health. On Tuesdays, it's Money Matters with Chastity A. Wells. This show will help you get your money right and your financial house in order. On Wednesdays, it's the RN Perspective with our own RN, Stacey Lamore. Change the way you think about health by understanding the connection you have with all things and how your habits affect your health. Learn to heal holistically. On Thursdays, it's 4 weeks, four different shows. 5 weeks, five different shows. The first Thursday of the month is Total Empowerment, where beauty and strength is enhanced inside and out with Angela Hardy. The second Thursday of the month is One Love, One Connection, One Us. Turn your relationship into a spiritual union with Reverend Arlene Kahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. The third Thursday of the month is the Sacred Masculine Show with Reverend Jermell Gilliam, a show for spiritual brothers and the women who love them. The fourth Thursday of the month is the Inner Consciousness with Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. This show explores the inner world of our mind and gives advice on spiritual growth and self-healing. The fifth Thursday of the month is Healing Paradigms with Reverend Arlene Kahet, healing the mind, body, and spirit through changing viewpoints. On Fridays, it's Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. It's sexual health and fitness like you've never heard it before with Vondria Walters and Zakiya Lana, the Family Healing Circle on Blog Talk Radio, 7 to 9 p.m. every day. And now you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Family Healing Circle Media. Family Healing Circle, healing the mind, body, and soul.
That's right, the Family Healing Circle, healing the mind, body, and soul. We want to welcome you back, family, to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And this is Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with the lovely.
I am Z, your love and sex enthusiast. You know I am enthusiastic about love, sex, and nutrition. Yes, yes, yes.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So family, we want to welcome you back, and we have, before we went on our break, so what you listen to, you have Rihanna, yeah, I said it, and then you know I had to play my man, my king, Prince, darling Nikki. How can we have a show about sex toys and not play darling Nikki?
Girl, I should have started off with that. I forgot about Princess. That's okay. You right on it, girl. Yes,
it's
into a magazine right now.
And when the lights went out and Nikki started to grind, like, like,
yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Love you, brother. We miss you so much. Peace and love.
Yes, we do. We do. So we have a caller online. We're going to bring them in. We want to welcome you, caller, to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition, area code 904-994. Welcome to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.
Wonderful. So, Sister Vonnie, you like mangoes, huh?
You say, oh, you saw the video, huh?
No, yeah, I saw the video. You are
mango
truly,
love.
You are an erotic woman. My God, I'm like... And then to listen to the verbs of that song, I'm like, huh? Oh, yeah, my next mango experience, I'm going to dream about what you said. I promise you.
Yes, yes, yes. Got it.
Yeah,
you know, brother, we got it. You know, I got to keep it juicy for you.
Oh, girl, I love juice that runs down my elbows, down my chin, down to my knees.
Mm-hmm.
I bathe you in that
with mouth.
Bathe me. I love you, baby. Bring it on. And by the
yes,
way,
yes.
I know how to feel.
I'm sorry.
Just for GP, I know how to swim.
You know, okay. You know how I smile, huh?
But
I want
you to come in.
All right. I'm cutting up.
I want to bring amazing comment to this tender and exciting conversation at the same time. You know, mm-hmm. I heard you very clearly and distinctively. You know, as who I am, what I am, I had a car, 4-door Mercedes. Then I had a convertible at the same time. Then I had a truck. At that time, I had someone ask me, why do you have so many? I said, first of all, I got a garage big enough for it. Second of all, sometimes I feel like something different.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can allow myself to have that type of flexibility, I need to get out of my own feelings and realize and respect that every one of those devices come with instructions. And sometimes, if you allow me to read the instructions and practice with you, well, we can have a hell of a time figuring out how this thing works.
I know that's right.
But
so, by the way, you're
like
always
you said,
that open to?
Well, that's the problem.
To try something different?
Well, we men are very scared of anything we don't know. But the problem is, we don't know shit. We don't know. We were told you're supposed to do this, supposed to do that, but nobody told you how to do any of it. All of a sudden, here you are, 40 years old, dumber than a box of rocks. A 19-year-old can come by and blow your game with just two words because they still don't know either. But at 40, there should be no conversation that you can't have with a woman that will make you turn pink in the face and scared. Take that back. At 30, you should be ready, willing, and able to have that conversation. But however, again, we don't have any role models that tell us, men, you can talk about anything and be ready for anything, because if you do it, she has already done it. I told someone today, I'm more conscious that my son is going to be left behind before my daughter does. She's probably has already thought about how she's going to get it done and be done successfully, quickly, and still look innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
right.
my son trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the feathers once I skin the chicken. She said, what feathers? I eat that too. So when we really want to think about it and put it on real blast, being a man doesn't mean I have the X chromosome that makes me masculine or a male. No. Having the ability to have the conversation with tangible exchange, that gives you where you need to be. I had the privilege of having that conversation with an amazing goddess. And when we finished talking, both of us were so satisfied, we went straight to sleep, woke up in the morning and had sex. That was a conversation, and all she wanted to know is, I want you to enjoy yourself with any fantasy you possibly can have. Hold on. There's a caveat to that. What you do, I get to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want me to do it, don't you do it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want you to have as much fun. As a matter of fact, remember that girl at the dinner party tonight? I said, yeah. She says, well, in the ladies' room, she told me that she would love to come over next weekend and enjoy us. I'm like, excuse me? She said she'd like to come over and enjoy us. I said, and what did you say? She says, I gave her your phone number. I said, you gave her my phone? She says, look, I don't have any hang-ups if you don't. Now, if you have hang-ups, we got a big closet. What do you want to do? So right then and there, I asked her, I said, did you get her phone number? She says, yes. I said, let me have it. We sat down, we talked to her right there and then. I didn't go into another room. I didn't go wait till she left to go to work. We talked right then and there. And the conversation was so amazing that we didn't even talk about sex. We talked about museum. We talked about art. We talked about music. We talked about so many things that she had interest in both of our lives, that it was like having an amazing clone from us both and a third party. What man, excuse me, what woman that you know of had that kind of flexibility? A lot more than men. Because then I had to say, she said, I found a man at my job that has been showing interest in me. I said, really? Okay. And I said, well, I think I'm going out of town next week. I need you to go to dinner with him. She said, no, I'm not going to dinner with him and you ain't in town. You crazy? I said, oh, so what do you, she said, I want us to go to dinner with him. Okay. So I had to really process that, Ronnie, because now I have to say, okay, she done gave me the key to the stable, and then she says, hold on, no, there's two sides to the stable. When this dude showed up, I'm like, okay, I really got to stay on my A game, because to me,
yeah, tell me there, how is that?
In my eyes, he was a catch, but in her eyes, he was a dessert, not the main course.
Mm. Okay,
and that's what we talked about. His conversation went straight to sex. He didn't talk about music. He didn't talk about anything. It was like, okay, dinner is good. What are we gonna do? I'm like, hey, bro, don't you have a foreplay button? He said, well, yeah. I said, no. Come over here. Let's talk. Let me get you buy you a drink. Let's talk it out. Yes, you're invited into this party, but this party has rules. And this rules, if she doesn't feel good, you don't stay. Just that simple.
Mm.
This is about her and her alone. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Matter of fact, I'm just a fly on the wall as far as you're concerned. If she could, any moment when she's not satisfied or happy, you put your clothes on, pack your bag, and roll. Just that simple. We got that understanding, right, bro? Yeah. I said, well, then you bring on your Don Juan game from this point on. Otherwise, this is not going to go where you think it's going.
I know that's right.
For me to have that kind of confidence in myself, this was about me. When I got in my truck and had my windows down, and I'm riding down, having a great time, music blasting. When I got in my Mercedes, I'm smooth. I had a diversity in my life that kept me alive and excited. And then when that woman and I began to have that transitional time where it was just she and I, and we talked about the things that were going on around our lives, there's not many men I know can handle that kind of a woman or will handle that kind of a conversation with any woman. Look at my woman, and I want to fight. Really?
Mm.
Then if you want to look at, keep my ass in the closet. I applaud the opportunity to tell any brother listening, step up your A game. Be a real man. Stop sneaking. Tell a woman you want to go fuck somebody else. Tell her. And if she is your woman, she'll talk about it. Because now she's going to have two choices. Say, you go, I'm gone, or let's talk about it and figure out how to get this done. But you got to be a man enough to have that kind of a conversation. But if you never had the conversation, never had it before, do not. This is not for children. This is for grown folks only. This is the best.
And brother, I applaud you.
Yes. And you know what? Wow. I'm so grateful that you brought this up because, you know, we talked about earlier just being open. I mean, you and your beautiful queen allowed each other to share what you desire. You know, like you said, there ain't no need to go sneaking around because you already put it out there. And that's what's important. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Vonnie, is, you know, give someone the opportunity to say whether I want to participate in this or not, because that is what brings, harmony and authenticity into the relationship. And, you know, just today I was having a text conversation, you know, with one of my brother friends and inviting him to the call. And he was not interested. He said, I ain't interested in sex toys and don't do nothing for me. So I'm like, okay. I said, maybe you could come on and hear, the conversation because toys can be a girl's best friend. And if you got a lady in your life, you may want to find out something that may be supportive to her. And he still was not open and receptive. So I just want to also say to the brothers, this, when you're in a relationship, this ain't all about you, boo. This ain't all about you. Get to know your woman enough to know if she might desire to experience sexual enhancement products. And they're all kinds. It don't have to be a penis, or a dildo. It can be a vibrator. It can be some of the other beautiful products that they have, and we're going to be talking about some of those products a little bit. So kudos to you, my brother, and I say to the brothers, open your mind and open your heart to what brings pleasure to your woman.
Well, the other thing that I noticed that this would help do, the other thing that this would help do tremendously, when I was driving from the doctor's office the other day, it was lunchtime, I pulled up by this beautiful sister, looked at her, and I smiled. That was the meanest heifer I'd ever seen in my life. I said, you need an orgasm.
Wow.
And the look she gave me at that point was like, who the hell you think? No. As mean as you look, you need something to relieve that stress that's causing you to look that ugly. You are not born that ugly. I don't know who you're trying to scare. You're gorgeous. But that mean, brawly thing you're doing, girl, please.
If you ever see that sister again, look, give her the link to this show because we just finished talking about how, having orgasms on a regular keeps the stress away, helps get rid of the pain, makes us happier.
It relaxes those face muscles.
Yes. And let me say this. One of the things that it was saying is that women who masturbate regularly tend to have higher self-esteem. So when we are talking, talking about having low self-esteem and not feeling good about ourselves, masturbation, my beautiful queens, will help you feel good about yourself, enhance your self-esteem, and your body confidence. It says that the studies have found that women who masturbate regularly have a higher self-esteem and body confidence than women who don't. So these are some of the ways that we can enhance our self-esteem. Yes, we can do our affirmations and our mirror work, and that's awesome and amazing, powerful. But also the hormones that are secreted, the endorphins that are coming forth, God is so amazing that he would give us this beautiful, amazing body, orgasm, to do so many things, which include enhance our self-esteem and our body confidence. So we want to just say thank you, my brother. We're going to go ahead and move on because our time is absolutely moving forward. Thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. And I just say continued happiness and joy and fun in your experiences. And maybe you'll come back on and let us know more. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to be real. I think I'm very fascinated about menage a trois. I'm very fascinated by that. So we're going to have a conversation about menage a trois and see what that's all about one of these good old days.
Okay, yes, we can have a look. Yes, we can share experiences.
Before we go into talking more about some of the things, some of the toys, because we do want to also give people something that they can tangibly go and get or look into. We do want to let you know that when we talk about sexual health and wellness, so this is not just about the pleasure. This is not just about, having that amazing, wonderful orgasmic experience. But sexual health and wellness is a big part of our overall health. You know, if you have the headache, we talk about that. If you've got pain, having an orgasm can help you with that, because your brain, when you have an orgasm, your brain floods your body with endorphins, which not only make you feel good, but also blocks pain sensors. So the pharmaceutical companies would like for you to come and get their drugs, but God is already giving you something right inside your body that you can use to take care of those areas of pain. Sex toys are also safer than actual sex. Okay, so how is that possible? Well, you can't get pregnant. Hello.
Well, I guess you can't. And contract any diseases from sexual transmission.
You can't contract any STDs. Yeah. So, you know, these may be conversations that we want to start having with our young daughters when they are of, you know, the age that a parent feels comfortable with sharing that with them, that they can learn how to teach them how to have sexual pleasure. You know, earlier today, Janine on the Love Journey, must have been yesterday, was talking about her daughter had asked her a question. Now she says, you know, people are always talking about just say no to sex. Well, what are you supposed to do with those feelings? Because when you're 15, 16, 17, and sometimes 14, you're starting to get those feelings. What are you supposed to do with it? You know, and so, you know, first thing that you learn in the street, at the school, with your girlfriends is, you know, get with this boy. But if you don't, that's not what you want to do, then that's a way for you to channel that energy. Learn masturbation. Learn the art of masturbation. Learn, you know, give her, if you feel comfortable, and I'm not suggesting that you do this, don't say Z told me.
Right, that's why we have the disclaimer.
But I tell you, if I were raising my daughter again, I would offer that to her, especially in these days and times. You know,
yes.
A nice vibrator, and let her get to learn how to explore her body and get to know her body and get to go ahead and have what that pleasure feels like. So when she does come into connection with a guy, she'll be ready. She'll be ready for him, and she can say, hey, baby, this is what I like, and that ain't what I don't. Like, I ain't got to go through 10 of y'all for you to tell me what I like in my body. Also, do remember to make sure that you do clean your products. You must keep your products clean so you don't get any kind of infections or anything. And if always they have, you know, things that you can clean the sex toys with. So that was probably it. We've got some more. We're going to actually be talking about some of the sex toys, some of the vibrators that we get from a couple of different places, because we have a guest that's coming on next week from the WOW Health Group. And what I love about this beautiful community is that they also sell sex toys. So they are so well-rounded, optimistic medicine. We're going to be learning more about that. Was there anything else that you want to say about this, Ms. Vonnie?
I wanted to kind of just talk about the importance of talking to our girls, our young girls, about touching themselves, about masturbating and being comfortable with that, because, you know, as I mentioned to you, you know, I didn't get my first toy. I passed the stores, but I didn't get my first toy until I was an adult, a young adult. But I remember innately, you know, having those feelings. And as you're mentioning with the conversation with Janine, is that, you know, that's real. that, you know, as teenagers and hormones are going in amok. And I know, like, with my daughter, she's not quite a teenager, but, you know, she's openly expressed that, you know, she's curious with learning more about sex. And, you know, I have books and stuff everywhere in the house, but just being able to sit down and have a conversation with your child, either a daughter or a son, but to create a space, how important it is to create a space to where children feel comfortable with touch and exploration, and so that they, you know, things can get misconstrued with, you know, watching porn. And we have so much access to these things. So, you know, our children have access to, and there's no telling the things that they're watching, you know, on the internet and other, you know, public and other, you know, magazines or whatever have you. So I just, you know, again, just wanted to talk about that real quick, the importance of us speaking to our youth, you know, not just telling them about the birds and the bees and sex, and we can get into, if we want to scare them, we can tell them about the diseases they can get, you know, to prevent them. But, you know, but really, you know, just having that honest conversation with them so that when they get older, that they can have these conversations with their children. And therefore, you know, so we don't continue to keep these things so taboo and so hidden in the dark when they're natural to us. I know the one thing I liked about the sex parties is that, you know, you didn't feel like the oddball, you know, because here the women were coming together. And, you know, we had some women that were shy. And I remember actually having a surprise party for my mom one year. I had some male dancers coming in, and we had a sex party, and we had a really good time. And, you know, like I said, it was my mom. And, yeah, I can party with my mom like that. And but the women in there, like how, you know, some were a little timid, but how they loosened up, and they were just able to be open and free and expressive, and, you know, the opportunity to do that. And, you know, and as a result, as a caller was mentioning, that, you know, you're not so, you know, mean mugging and tight and tense all the time, because you got all this tension and stuff build up that you can't release it. So, you know, these parties and these fellowships with your sisters, and, like, you know, I think that's also a good, you know, it's not quite the orgasm, but having these parties again makes it just more accessible and more friendly and more fun to talk about sex.
Yes, you are right on the money, because that's a beautiful segue into the next part of our conversation, which is, where do you get these wonderful devices, these instruments of enhancement? Being a former sex toy party consultant, which I'm getting ready to start looking into that one again, because I'm feeling this is maybe a better time for me to go into the business. But being a former consultant, I had that experience. And I tell you, it wasn't nothing like getting them sisters together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, setting up your table with all these unique-looking devices from the littlest to the biggest. And, you know, just watching their expressions and passing it around. We had one that was called the Rabbit. Ooh, this was a big old boy thing. Hair chow. But that thing got a lot of business. A lot of sisters wanted that Rabbit. All the different, you know, all the different modes it would go in, from the low and mellow to the boom, beam me up, Scotty one. but it's just fun. And like you said, it's something that you do in the privacy of your home or someone else's home, and you just laugh and play and just have fun. And, of course, it wasn't just always about the dildos or the vibrators. We also had all different kinds of, you know, like we had a mitten, you know, that you can, you know, massage yourself with while you're in the tub. You know, we had all kinds of, you know, products, you know, bath oils and massage oils and candles. So there's a gamut of things that, you know, that you can use in the bedroom. So, you know, don't think that you're going to go to a toy party and all you're going to see are vibrators, because that's not, you know, that's definitely not the case. There's something there for everyone. There really is. If you're not into the hardcore stuff, you can have some soft stuff too to enhance yourself and make you feel good. So yeah, I definitely love toy parties. And of course, you can go to stores. There are not as many in the Baltimore area as there used to be. So many of them went out of business. I guess maybe the toy parties took over. But you know, we do have a place down in the Hamden area. It's called Sugar something. But they have a nice selection of toys, and they also do a lot of workshops around sexual health and wellness. So, you know, definitely we want to, you know, get a chance to check them out. Check them out. So let me see. I did want to say, I know we're coming up on 9 o'clock, and I don't know if we have any callers, but I did want to... and I'd like for the family to prepare yourselves for next week's guest, Tanya Abreu, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She is the founder of the WOW, W-O-W, Health Group, and you can go to her website at www.wowhealthgroup.com. She has an amazing amount of information talking about optimistic health, all the way from meditation and yoga and massage. She's going into talking to physicians and clinicians and nurses and, you know, the health community to talk about, you know, more optimistic health and, you know, getting them more aware of how to support their patients. So one of the places on her website is about some of the products that they offer. And she does offer some sexual enhancement products because they have a whole section about sexual health and wellness. And she's going to be sharing a little bit of that with us next week on the 8th. But one of the things that it says, I love this little thing that she has here. It's called the Fiera Arouser. And it's worn for a few minutes in advance of sex to help your mind and body feel more in the mood. She says, on the website it says, we call this before play. So, you know, we're always talking about foreplay. So this is something that women can use for themselves. Fiera uses gentle suction over the clitoris to create feelings of readiness and excitement. So this is just one of the things that we can do. I'm sure if you go online, you'll find so many. There's another company, Pure Romance, and so many others. So take your time, do your research. You know, one of the things in the article says, you know, do your research. You know, check it out. We want to make sure. We want to also stress that silicone, and I think you mentioned this earlier, Vonnie. Silicone, as the doctor this morning said, is the best. He said the only material that you should be using in the vibrators, silicone, because any of the other materials can cause some problems in our beautiful yonis. So yes. So that is that. I want to just open it back up and see if there's anyone on the line that has any questions and or wants to share a story about if you you got some vibrators or how you got in contact or how you learned about enhancing your pleasure through masturbation or using toys. So the line is open. Is there anyone there, Vonnie?
No, we don't have anyone raising their hand right now, so I guess with the family, y'all want to play shy tonight. Huh.
Oh, my goodness. I am shocked and surprised.
I know.
But you were saying earlier, and I got to just tell this real quick, how you found out, you know, you were in the military when you found out about yours. And, you know, I've heard different things about vibrators along the years, but I'm telling you, how I got to know about actually going to a place and putting my hand on one. I had a prayer partner.
I had a prayer partner, girl.
And she and I were having a conversation one day, and she was talking. I don't even know how we got started on it, but she was telling me how she and her husband, you know, they found a store. I was living in Missouri at the time, and she said they found this adult toy store. And she said one of the fun things that they like to do is to go to this store and, you know, find new toys to experiment with. And I was like, wow. So, you know, I said, it was just so beautiful. And she said, girl, we had the most fun. We put our movies on. And she talked about some of them, like one of them had like a little whip, you know, like, you know, a little thing, a little spanking thing, you know.
Yeah.
So it's so beautiful to hear. You know, it was just so much fun for me to hear that she and her husband were having that experience together. So it's fun to
just.
Isn't
that amazing?
Isn't that wonderful?
You know, it is wonderful. And as the girlfriend that I went with was actually married to my good friend in the military, so I went with his wife. And so she went because she was going to get something to surprise him and something new and fun, and this was something that they, I already accustomed to doing. So she asked if I wanted to come with, and I was like, yeah, you know, acting like I know I've been there before and stuff, but I told you, I go in there and I'm like, wow, you know, and then the stigma with the, you know, if anybody's going to see me walking in here and, you know, and then walking out with a bag, you know, it's okay to walk in, but if you're walking out with a bag and how big the bag is. I like that the bags, though, they do have black bags, so you don't have to worry about, you know, the see-through or the translucent bag. So you get the black bag and you walk out of there, and, you know, and I don't have the best memory, but, you know, that memory, right there, I remember that.
So you'll never forget them good things, girl. Well, and that's the one thing that I love about the toy parties, too, Bonnie, is that, you know, when you order your products, you know, they deliver them to your home, and they make it, you know, they make it look in a, you know, nice wrapped package. And you'd be like, ooh, look what I have. So then you can go ahead and set your mood up because you probably purchased some candles with some delicious aromatherapy scents. You've got your lubricant. You got to lubricate. So you got your lubricant ready. And whether you are going into your own self-pleasuring or whether your partner is there, you are getting ready to get in the mood to have some beautiful love enhancement, beautiful love speaking. Oh, my gosh. And you get to do it with the support of these beautiful products. So, yes. I love it. I'm absolutely in love. And I think it's time for me to go get a new one.
I know, right? We need to make a trip to sugar.
This conversation.
We need to go get some sugar.
I don't think you can ever have enough, you know. You just can't have enough. So, you know, I just wanted to say I'm just grateful, you know, to be able to have some fun, too, because, you know, we are sexual beings, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just are. And the more we get to accept that about ourselves, the more we get to love that about ourselves, you know, at least for me, I don't have any hang-ups about that. And, you know, I know that there are a lot of people that do, and, you know, they may say, oh, that's a terrible thing, but, you know, that's your thing. But, you know, I think it's wonderful. I get to know myself. And, again, that's the most important thing. When you say that a woman can have more self-esteem and self-love, getting to know her body, and through masturbation, through touch, You know, and if you don't want a sexual enhancement toy, guess what? God gave you 10 fingers. Hello. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can just go ahead and self-pleasure and go ahead and take good, excellent care of your health and well-being. Have some fun. Get rid of that pain. Fill yourself with some joy. Because for women, the more orgasms we have, the better we are. The more youthful we become, the less stressed we have. So I say let's get it on. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Vonnie. I know you might have something that you want to lead us out with, and then you got some music. And I don't know if we can have a chance to play that last commercial, but I'm going to turn it over to you, Queen.
All right, family. So, again, we want to thank you for joining us this evening. I'm going to I got a song that I'm going to lead us out with tonight, and it's called Touch Me. And I played it a few times on the show, but I thought it was appropriate for us talking about touch. And I just wanted to say that, you know, you are right. I can speak on the importance of touching your body and learning your body, because that's not something that, you know, coming up is like, oh, you know, you playing with yourself, or don't be playing with yourself. That was the time, you know, playing with yourself. And here we are, we're talking about toys this evening. But that, you know, that negative connotation of playing with yourself, you know, coming up, it was just like, oh, I don't want to get caught playing with myself, or I don't want to be playing with myself. And then, you know, coming into that realization that it's okay to play with myself. And I have a good time doing that. And as a result of learning my body and learning how it feels to please, and that I have the ability to do that, and then I'm able to, you know, to involve my partner in with being more in tune with my body. And as a result of that, I can say that it has helped with my self-esteem and with my confidence and, you know, and how I am, you know, today. So, you know, I for one, can attest that knowing your body and again, you know, the art of play is very beneficial to self-realization or actualization. So,
I say amen to that, my beautiful queen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
And I just want to say real quick, you know, for boys, they were all, you know, pretty much they were taught about masturbation. You know, daddies were saying, yeah, this is what you do when you wake up and you got that hard on. This is what you do to relieve yourself. So we want to make sure that we're giving our daughters the same kind of information to enhance, you know, to help them, support them in their well-being. Okay. Peace.
All right, sis. So, again, we want to thank the family for joining us this evening for another episode of Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And we welcome you to come back and join us next Friday evening. And we are here every Friday evening at 7:30 Eastern Standard, 6:30 Central. And, you know, and then, you know, you can also catch us on our YouTube channel as well. So we are on the Family Healing Circle Network, and feel free to check us out on YouTube on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. So, and then also, fam, please, please reach out if you like the subject that we were talking about tonight, and if you have any suggestions or anything that you want to, you know, for us to bring up on the show, we welcome you to reach out to us on our social media, and we are at Love, Sex, and Nutrition on Facebook. We also are on Instagram at Love, Sex, Nutrition. And also we have our website, yay, lovesexandnutrition.com, lovesexandnutrition.com. And there you can check out our blog. We have some blog articles there. And then you can also, you know, just check out the website and see what we're doing. We're still adding and doing things with that. But we just want to, you know, we welcome you to, you know, check out and see what we're doing. and, you know, reach out and touch us and, you know, let us know that, you know, if me and Z, you know, if you like what we're talking about. I know, Z, I had a blast talking about toys. I like to play. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I like to play. I like to have fun. So talking about toys this evening was right on point, Z. So I want to thank you for, you know, us, you know, bringing this topic to the forefront and us, you know, having some fun talking about it this evening.
Yes, my dear. God bless you. And I love you. Mm-hmm. And I just give thanks. Divine love always gives us divine ideas. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, God is. So, family, we will see you next week. Have a wonderful 4th of July, a wonderful, safe 4th of July. If you're traveling, be safe in your travels. And we will see you next week. And this is Bonnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with
Z, your love and sex enthusiast. And get ready for a powerful conversation next week with the founder of WOW, W-O-W Health Group. Visit her website, www.wowhealthgroup.com. Ms. Tanya Abreu is going to teach us and share with us about optimistic medicine and sexual health and wellness. Thank you, family. Have a beautiful, safe, and abundant holiday weekend. God bless you. Namaste.
Long time out of obligation, and you don't know what that feels like.